The Milwaukee Bucks get a win over the Chicago Bulls 93-86 last night at Fiserv Forum. Judging from the scene on my television, it looked like the place was rocking. But let's go to a guy who was actually there in our buddy, athletic NBA writer Eric Name. Eric, how was Fiserv last night for the Bucks-Bulls game?
It was loud. It was fun. It was a little bit more red than I think Bucks fans would probably prefer. Actually, maybe not, because I guess that means some Bucks fans sold their tickets, so maybe those Bucks fans were happy. But Bucks fans as a whole were probably unhappy with how red it was.
So why was the play on the court so bad? Were they complacent? Was it hard to get up for because it is the Bulls? What do you think, Eric?
Everyone wants to say, hey, no excuses, but Drew Holiday was essentially asked, like, hey, yeah, you don't want to give you the excuse of, like, rust after, 7 days of not playing. And for the Bucks starters, it's 9 days not playing. But what do you think it was? And Drew just matter-of-factly looked at the guy that asked him and said, rust. And that was it. I think when you look at kind of the way that the Bucks shot the basketball, they got a lot of open looks. The Bulls were double teaming Giannis, Chris, Drew, and they were just moving the ball and getting open looks, and they weren't going in. So you start there, 21 turnovers. A number of those turnovers were just sloppy, unforced turnovers. It was trying to make a pass that you shouldn't have tried to make. It was, on a fast break, pressed a little bit too hard. It was just a lot of stuff that these guys don't normally do, and it wasn't because of the defense. It was just them being sloppy and not playing in a while. And this is something that we've seen from this team for a long time. Honestly, they probably wish that they'd be playing Tuesday rather than Wednesday, because I think in the regular season you get into the rhythm of game, off day, and kind of have that good flow. And for the Bucks starters, they haven't played in 9 days. And then on top of it, now you're going to give them a 2-day break in between until the game two on Wednesday. Honestly, if they could play tonight, they'd probably love that, because these guys just don't really have much rhythm right now.
Eric Name joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. You talked about the mistakes. You talked about the turnovers. They also shot 65% from the free throw line, which is uncharacteristic for this team, and you certainly want to see that number go up in the postseason as well. We've talked about the third quarter. Look, at one point in this game, the Bucks had a 16-point lead, and then it kind of feels like, and I'm just taking the temperature of Bucks fans, that they kind of brace themselves, Eric, for what ends up being a lull of a quarter. I'm calling it the turd quarter, and that just is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy trademark, so you can't use it. I know you, as a professional, would like to work that into one of your athletic articles, but you can't, because I'm saying you can't. What is it about the third quarter that gives this team so much trouble? We put it on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll this morning, and we're giving you options. Energy and effort, is it mental at this point? It's happened so many times, they've almost like manifested it into existence. Is it fluky, or is there a coaching element to them coming out at halftime flat, after halftime?
Yeah, I think all season long, I've kind of seen it as just a team that isn't overly motivated by regular season games. Yesterday was not a regular season game. Yesterday was a playoff game. And we saw it all occur all over again. And, throughout the season, I remember the first time it kind of came up was they had a number of these games in December. Then in January, at the start of January, we were talking to Bobby Portis, and he just matter-of-factly was like, our third quarters are trash. And you like heard him say it. It was like, oh, okay, so they know. And then, I asked Giannis, and Giannis is like, no, I think it's kind of like a fluky thing. Like, sometimes the third quarter is just bad. Sometimes you just have bad quarters. And, recently it's been the third quarter. And then a month later, their third quarters still stink. They still can't get anything done in the third quarter. And Giannis is like, I think we're in our own heads. So literally every reason that you guys have listed, Giannis has like thought through and been like, yeah, maybe it's this, or no, maybe it's this, or maybe it's this. To me, it's just them not really during the regular season feeling motivated to close out a game, to finish it after three quarters. This is the first year under Mike Budenholzer where we didn't really see those games where Giannis plays 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, because they blew out some team. That's not something that they've they've done this year. And honestly, it's been kind of unusual to watch because you just got so used to the machine-like dominance that we've seen from the Milwaukee Bucks over the years that it was weird to watch it kind of go down like this. So my thought has always been in the playoffs, this would go away. It did not yesterday. We'll see if the same thing happens in game two.
Eric, we were talking about the 10.5-point spread because Jen has a gambling problem. And we were trying to equate it like NFL, when NFL teams play, you typically get 3 points for being the home team. Is there something like that in basketball? Does the home, you know, the home field court, does that get you a point? Does it get you 4 points?
Yeah, I think I've heard it in the past be 2.5 points, but that number changes for different teams and how they play at home. It's not quite as solid as it is in the NFL. So about 2.5 is what I've heard, always heard.
Because I was trying to equate the 10.5-point line yesterday is probably like 17 in a football game, right? Which is a lot.
He just dropped off, guys. Hold on.
But that would be, you know, I could see the disrespect card from the Bulls, and that's why this game was so. But they were horrible.
Well, on both sides, both teams were.
Doesn't normally happen, though, does it?
Eric, thanks for joining us. Did we say something? Was there something we said that you were like, screw these guys, I'm out?
Honestly, it was the third quarter pun.
You gave us an awful long time after I made the pun. Did you flip me off behind your head? Did you do the cry face like Kyrie after I said that? I have a question for you, though, okay? Because look, listen, I have been all on board with this idea that we don't take the regular season seriously. But as soon as you said this is a team that didn't take the regular season seriously, right? You didn't say exactly that, but that general vibe. I go back to that old adage, which is what you do in practice is what you do in games. So let's just replace practice with regular season. And let's replace games with playoffs. Is there any part of you that thinks this might be a downside to not taking the regular season seriously? Because it can be that prep course for the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the entire team is very annoyed that I feel that way. Because I spent the last month of the season, I don't know how many pregame, postgame, practice, press conferences I went to asking, hey, since the All-Star break, you guys are 22nd in defense. Since the last 3 weeks, you're 25th in defense. Since this point, you're terrible on defense. And I just asked it and 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 asked it. And it got to the point where, you know, everyone knew as soon as I started to question what was about to come out of my mouth. But over and over and over and over again, the answer back to me was,
no, no.
That's a
He's
tease.
He's so mad about the third quarter.
He is.
Does he have a right to be mad about the third quarter? I mean, I feel like that wasn't some of my best work, but it feels appropriate.
It just fit. I thought it was pretty good.
Thank you, Chu. I appreciate your endorsement. Are we getting Eric back? Should we not get Eric back? Like, I kind of like the direction that he was going there with the stuff because he was agreeing with me, which is always nice.
Is he calling from a walkie-talkie?
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We're going to be right back after this, hopefully with Eric Name, to continue this Bucks-Bulls conversation. Fascinating stuff from our buddy over at The Athletic. Stick around. In this situation, we, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, are the Celtics fans, and Eric Name is Kyrie Irving, and he has virtually flipped us off now twice this morning. Eric, are you back with us?
I am.
Please just don't end this conversation the way that Kyrie ended it with the Celtics fans in the tunnel headed into the locker room, okay? Please.
I will try my best not to do so metaphorically.
Appreciate that. All right, Chewy had another question for you.
Who would they rather face, Celtics or Nets?
I think probably the Nets. The Nets team outside of Durant and Irving just isn't very good. There's not a whole lot going on that roster. You know, maybe if Steph Curry was a little bit healthier, you'd be a little bit more concerned. But I just don't think that team is that good outside of those two dudes. And, you know, injuries can change and maybe they get guys back and things can go differently. But I think when you look at that Nets team, it is Durant and it is Irving. And the Bucks are very aware of just how good Kevin Durant is. I still get roasted by some of my fellow colleagues at The Athletic, but, you know, I referred to Kevin Durant's Game 5 and Game 7 in that series in Brooklyn as a religious experience. That's how good he is at the game of basketball. So I do think that is something that you fear, but I just think there's so many other weaknesses there that you're not going to be all that concerned with 3 through 13 on the roster. You don't care about those other spots that you think you can handle 1 and 2. And maybe that would be the wrong approach, but I do think the Nets are a little bit easier to prepare for, to plan for, and to play against because they don't have anyone for Giannis, and the rest of that roster outside of Irving and Durant just isn't very good.
Really cool how Irving, as Ashton has said, got pantsed. Did you say pantsed on that last play?
I did enjoy him after everything happening, getting just spun around by Tatum.
Yeah,
I did enjoy that.
He looked like
funny.
A bullfighter. Olay! Just like letting Tatum go right by him for that game-winning layup. Last thing I have for you, we heard that our friend Nick Friedell was going back and forth with Kyrie Irving. I'm not sure if you got to hear that exchange. But Nick Friedell, who I consider to be, you know, a really insightful, locked-in NBA guy for ESPN. I'm friends with him from our time back in Chicago. He kept saying flicking off, that Kyrie was flicking off the fans in at the Celtics game. It's flipping, isn't it? Don't you flip someone off? You don't flick them off, do you?
No, it's flipping. It's definitely flipping. And honestly, I'm going to text Friedell immediately after this and let him know how wrong he is, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you flick a booger, right?
Yeah,
among other things, I think, buddy.
Eric, you could flick off a booger with your middle finger while flipping them off.
Well, that would really be hostile.
Yeah.
You know, that might deserve
that,
the reaction.
That sounds like a move deep in Chew's playbook. I guess you've done that.
Well. I've pulled some trees out of my nose before.
Okay, I do want to ask our loyal listeners as well, because I have friends who also say flicking, and I don't know if it's one of those like things that is certain parts of the country, if it's a regional thing, flipping versus flicking, but I always said flipping people off, and I have pals who say flicking, and I kind of just ignore them and assume that maybe it's just, you know, they can't help the way they were raised. They can't help where they grew up. But we need to get to the bottom of this, because I do feel like this is one of those things that is going to be, you know, a major, major concern of ours going forward. Eric Name, you are never a concern. We appreciate your insight always. Thanks for joining us and also letting us know how you felt about the third quarter.
So I can officially hang up on you guys now?
Yeah,
we hear you. We are listening to you. I can't guarantee that we will consider your opinion and change ours, but either way, you've been heard. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, see you guys.